This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. If you're one of those parents who fears spoiling the kids with too many holiday gifts, well, the Marketplace has a solution. They're called educational toys. You can find all kinds of pricey toys and videos claiming to stimulate brain development. But do they work? And if so, does that leave poor kids at a disadvantage if their families can't afford them? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler looked into it.
Every year, parents spend lots of money on DVDs that purport to help kids develop bigger brains. Baby Einstein is among the most popular videos. Dr. Dimitri Christakis is with Seattle's Children's Research Institute. While he won't single out any particular product, he does say,
there is no evidence whatsoever that these so-called educational baby DVDs offer any advantage. And the best available evidence actually suggests that there's harm associated with them.
The American Academy of Pediatrics discourages TV and videos for kids under the age of two. In his own research, Christakis has studied infants who watched baby DVDs compared with infants who, instead, played with building blocks. His study found that blocks were better for brain development.
Blocks have never made any educational claims. I don't think that parents have bought blocks specifically to make their child smarter, or certainly not to improve their language development. And yet, in that study, we demonstrated that, in fact, they do that.
The key, he says, is parent-child interaction. That's what builds brains. I asked if kids from low-income families are at a disadvantage if they don't have the latest educational toy or DVD. The short answer, no.
Parents are nervous that if they aren't buying these high-quality, educational, expensive toys, their children are going to be somehow disadvantaged. And the reality is that which is simplest is frequently best, that the best educational toys are things like blocks, like books.
Researchers do see differences in brain development between rich and poor kids. Douglas Vanderbilt is a developmental behavioral pediatrician at Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
The real difference is not the baby Einstein or the special toys they get at the special toy shop. It's that higher income families speak more to their child. They have more child-directed language.
Vanderbilt tried using educational videos with his own child.
My daughter, I wanted to learn Chinese. Let me get the Chinese videos. She didn't learn any of the words in the Chinese videos. Actually, the word she learned was the one that she learned with my mother-in-law, who speaks Chinese.
Again, it's that interaction that makes the difference. So, what about interactive computer games and smartphone apps for kids? Though research is limited, some apps for kids show promise for critical thinking and communication. And on this front, there is a digital divide between rich and poor families.
We coined the term the app gap.
Shira Lee Katz is with Common Sense Media, an organization that helps kids and parents navigate the media landscape.
We did a study last year, and we found that among lower-income children, 27% have a parent with a smartphone compared to 57% for higher-income kids.
She says low-income families can bridge that gap by using libraries and after-school programs, where tablets with educational apps are increasingly available for kids. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
So what do you think? Send us your thoughts on whether brainy toys and videos make kids smarter, and if so, which ones? Tweet us at Marketplace APM.